Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Pee-wee. How's the next morning treating you? The morning after the big sexy time.
Oh, boy, I did real... Excuse me.
Oh, what's going on there? You okay?
I've heard people say...
I'm doing real good, boss. Real good.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality gate. Let's love.
I mean, it was fun.
I never thought when we started talking about face moles that it would become this.
Sissy Christina, our producer, did. She did. She did.
Y'all, this is the single life. This is a intimate portrait of the single life that we're doing.
I'm just going to fix our light. Just move it down a little bit so it hits you.
Oh, there we go. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm moving the light because, y'all, we're videoing this on our intimate portrait.
Yes. We're doing this for our intimate portrait this week because we're doing a live show in Chicago. So there's no HEA intimate portrait this week.
There's not. But you're going to get it on that tier, y'all. So this is it. We're just going to say Tampa. We're sorry.
Oh, God. No, it's now a category 3. Ian is now a category 3.
Are you not watching the news about Ian? It just went out into the Gulf. It's a 3. It's going to be a 4 by probably the end of the day.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was...
I know you're hip on politics. I don't think you pay attention to weather that well.
I don't.
Didn't even know it was going to Tampa yesterday when I said it.
I don't pay attention to the weather unless it's here.
And we never have to pay attention to the weather here.
I know.
It's the worst hurricane in 70 years. To go towards that area of the country.
Oh, God.
Tampa literally doesn't get hit. I honestly, it is my fault. Did say like 2 weeks ago.
No, I agree with you.
There's your problem. So I am sorry. But anyway, it might go a little south, but people in Fort Myers or Naples are going to get it.
We're not coming there though.
We are sending our love and our thoughts to Florida now.
Sorry. Yikes.
Can't
say anything. Seriously, y'all, do what the authorities tell you to do. Evacuate if you're told to. Your life is more important than your possessions. Get out if you need to.
It's probably too late now if you're listening to this. You're fucked. So Well, you were supposed to get out yesterday.
Just ride out the storm and pray. Then.
What did I tell you to do? I don't know.
I'm not up on evacuation news. I live in California. We had an earthquake this morning. It's just normal.
We did?
Yeah, in Eureka.
Oh.
Or maybe yesterday.
Maybe.
Who cares?
Who
cares? No one does.
Anyway, y'all, but we are so excited. We're looking at the weather at New York and D.C. It's all Chicago's going to be beautiful and sunny. And maybe I shouldn't say, I'm not going to.
You should
it,
just shut
but
the
I'm
fuck
just
up.
Gonna, I'm putting
yeah,
it out
shut
there.
The fuck
I'm
up.
Manifesting it. I'm manifesting beautiful weather.
Not in this retrograde.
Boy. Said that right.
Anyway, we can't y'all. Wait to see you, Chicago. We'll be there. We leave tomorrow.
We leave tomorrow.
We're filming this on Tuesday.
Morning early. Early. You ready for that, Poods?
I do not like flying early.
I think I'm going to drive, so I'm just going to pick you up. And I'll park at the airport.
Do I have to talk to you?
No, I prefer you don't.
Don't be a morning person. Don't. You need to take that energy down.
I know I don't want to talk to you in the morning.
Okay. Just sit there with my coffee and white knuckle it.
Anyway, we need to get through the show because I want you to have one of your soothsayers, shall we say they are, to come over and soothe you tonight.
Oh, one of my soothers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Soothgayers.
To bang in a submission.
Yeah, so you're just calm. Speaking of, this is the calmest I've ever seen Mother Debbie in my whole life.
I know.
I bet if Larissa walked in right now, she'd go, "Hey, how are you?"
Hey there, Larissa. It's been a long time since I've seen you, crazy Brazilian.
Hey, Mom, don't we hate her?
Shh, Pee-wee.
I just got digged down.
I don't have the urge to murder anymore.
That's probably what would happen.
Y'all, Mother Debbie's got that freshly fucked feeling.
We've all been in.
They did it. She just got laid for the first time in 14 years. I mean, good for TLC for showing women and men of advanced age. We never see this on television.
No, I loved it. Loved it.
I don't know if I loved it.
I mean, I loved what it did. Watching them kiss, I did go, ugh.
I didn't want to love it because it was Debbie.
Yeah, it's because it's Debbie.
I think if I saw Blanche Devereaux, that would be different.
But it's interesting. When we talk about how much times it changed, when Golden Girls aired,
they were in their 50s.
That's...
Or 60s,
no,
right?
50s. The show started, they were in their 50s.
Can you imagine what it would have been like to see women having sex in their 70s? In the 80s?
Hey, I'm all for it.
I am, too. I think you should be able to. That's why they say retirement homes are just...
Syphilis
orgies.
Is widespread, especially now with Viagra. Because all these men can
the
get it
The devil's
up now.
Pill.
The devil's pill.
So, they are... And he's...
Come at us if you work in a nursing home and you catch people fucking each other. I'd love to hear that story.
Is there something about him, the way he talks to her... There's something about him that's creepy to me. I don't know what it is. It could be just that he's Canadian.
I was going to say that. And I think it's just different. It's everything seems okay. He's very like agreeable to her.
Yeah. They had sex in the middle of the night. Morning sex. When she went up to go to the bathroom, sex.
Her new panties that she bought were the cameraman got them on the floor with her bra.
I did not expect to see. That was not what I thought, what I would sign on for, is Debbie's underwear.
I love this storyline because it's, again, if we saw Darcy doing that, we wouldn't think of it.
No, it's true. It's true.
We wouldn't think of it. But it's not just that she's older. It's that it's Debbie.
It's that it's Debbie, yeah.
I think, I'm just trying to, have we had anybody, like, I don't know if I would have been, like, as bothered if we saw Pat making out with Sam on 90 Day UK. Yeah, I would have.
No, that would have been gross.
Gross too.
Yeah, been gross.
We've seen Michelangelo kiss, and that doesn't gross me out.
It's gross. It's gross.
But it's not because they're older. It's because they're these people. It's because they're Pat, Angela, and...
I'm trying to think if there's been an older person making out and it didn't bother me. I don't know. Maybe I'm proving my point. in a bad way, in a negative way.
No, there's that movie you told me. It wasn't Platoon. It was called Spit Platoon. You enjoyed that one.
Spit Platoon?
I don't know.
Spittoon?
Spittoon. Just spit play with just older men having gay sex.
Y'all.
Had a wonderful night.
She packed condoms and lube, so it was fine. And it was had been 4.5 years for him,
mm-hmm.
and they got her birthday party later. So all the gals gonna get to see
As Debbie said, yeah, the most fun she's had in 70 years on her birthday.
That's
always good to have a birthday bang.
I love a good birthday bang.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to get banged on my birthday.
Oh, I do. I need to get banged.
Okay.
It's a good celebration.
I like going, you know, doing something, you know, on my own, having dinner with friends.
No. You do that after.
To the museum. Okay.
You do that after.
So you like to start off with the morning bang.
No. I'm saying you do the bang after.
You end the
night with a bang.
So you want to end your birthday with what brought you into this world, a bang.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. I prefer to think I was immaculately conceived.
No.
I don't want to see I don't want to picture my father rutting over my mother like a deer.
Hey, friend.
No.
I bet your mother fought him off.
Mother
like,
poodle friend.
Like two snakes just going.
Get off of me. No, I heard them once. I heard them and my mother calling my father's name. And it is emblazoned
just
upon my
going,
memory.
Father Poodle. Father Poodle. Gah, 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 gah.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting and probably accurate.
Did you know?
Gah.
I never heard my parents. We knew not to go, though. Why did you walk towards
Because
their
I
room?
Was a child who was always up early. And, like, it was mostly in the mornings when they would do it.
Did they know you caught them?
No! I just heard them. I never saw them.
Well, it's good that they loved each other.
Trust me, you don't have to love somebody to fuck them. Let's be clear.
So, as Tony said, practice makes perfect. So I guess they're pretty good at doing what they're... Debbie's right. When you get older, y'all, you know what you know how to rock that clock.
I will say, the advantages of having sex with someone who is a little bit older, they are many. Although, the ones in their 20s can be really hot. Because it can just be a couple, they can go a couple times. And it's never enough.
And again, you're tired already. You're a praying mantis in human form.
And you rip off their head.
If you're sitting right here in this intimate portrait,
hi!
Your stomach's turned right now, and I'm sorry.
Anyway, they're going to Fremont Street. She has not spoken to Colt. And the friends are all just sitting there waiting. Her friend, her ride or die, Audrey.
Yeah. I love her. She's funny.
And Maureen? I'm maybe saying that wrong.
Yeah.
And Dawn.
Maureen and Dawn. And so, yeah, they all said, and Audrey said, well, how's it feel being 70? And Debbie says, well, it felt good. I got a birthday present.
I got a special birthday present.
And so, and I like Audrey. She looks at Tony and she said, don't act innocent. We know better. Audrey's funny.
I like her. And Audrey's like, what are your intentions with our girl? This is a little weird to ask someone who's 70 years old.
I enjoyed it when she said, she's so happy all the time. It's annoying.
And she also said, we all have passports, so don't make us come after you. Then what's interesting
is... Well, we should say Tony's response to her, what are your intentions? He just said, it depends on how everything goes.
At least that's honest.
Yeah, that's honest.
Can you imagine what Madly would do in this situation?
I do not have title. He gave me no title.
I do not know what to enter him.
Oh.
I love that the next week we just see her in the bed.
Josh. Is he cool?
When she woke up cradling his shirt, I'm so happy she's on this season. It is It is light years of what her last season was.
But she was still cuckoo then, too. But
yeah. No, this is
I do watch this season, and I say this not in a judgmental way, but as someone actually who has a bit of experience in this, I think she needs to be medicated.
She does.
Yeah, like, it's pretty...
No,
it's not bipolar, so I don't want to, because some people think no, because that's way different. I'm not saying that at all, but I'm just saying though that, like, I think it's more anxiety driven.
It's anxiety. It's also a problem with impulse control.
Yeah, it causes it's up and down.
I think it's a full on personality disorder.
I would be surprised.
Yeah, if I armchair diagnosing. From what I know.
But I don't feel like, yeah. So she definitely thinks a workup could do her good.
Y'all call BetterHelp.
Go
to BetterHelp. I don't think you can call them.
No, but you can go to use our cold reality gaze.
Natalie could use some BetterHelp.
She could use some BetterHelp.
She has supposedly been really, really trolling people on social media who come for her. Saying things like, oh, all you dear women who, you know, you want to see me. I'm earning lots of money.
Well, she's in St. Augustine right now, so she might be evacuating. I hope she has a friend to go to.
Me too.
Because it's heading right there.
Josh, there is a hurricane coming. Would you like to have me out here?
She I know who she called. She packed our shins and drive, Deborah, drive. The hurricane is coming.
Let me for Ian.
So Don, one of the friends says, I have a surprise for you. And y'all, there's a FaceTime and it's Colty.
I was shocked by this. I thought that it would delay this until the end of the season.
Did he shaved his beard, right?
No, it's still there.
It was trimmed better. He looked much better without that.
But he says, he's like, my therapist told me that he'd like to meet and work through some things.
And he said, I would like to work through things, yeah. Mom. Happy birthday.
And she's crying. And
when Debbie cries, she kind of leans into Tony. She's just crying. And then you notice when Debbie's always done crying, she looks like she ran a marathon. She just goes, like she just puts it all in there.
It makes me worry that she seems really emotionally bonded to Tony.
Very.
And
I think that's what Audrey's worried about.
Yeah. And it's not that I don't think you can't have a long distance relationship, but when the long distance relationship becomes emotional,
yeah.
There's no time for you physically to figure out how you're going to do that.
No, because he leaves tomorrow and she's already acting like she's full on like head over heels in love with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, and it makes you feel it. I'm worried that he seems like he'd be okay with it, but she may get a little clingy. And
oh, for sure.
Yeah. She may. Let me see. She might get a little clingy.
No. Pee-wee on the hand he's going to try to do whatever
needs
he
blood.
Can. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I went after killing myself without telling my mom. I'm going to get her back. Although that chicken made me feel really good. Put all that blood in me.
Oh!
Rushed to her face.
Oh!
I was engorged.
I'm not going to get over Pee-wee saying he was engorged.
I just was like really just pulsing. Just
Stop it right now.
Sing me a song of the land that is gone.
Need to move on. Again, I never thought talking about face moles would go here. Richard got Pip removed.
Mari upset. My friend's gone.
Oh, Pip.
Pip's gone,
from across
y'all.
The pond.
Pip's gone.
Turns out Pip was a wart.
It's a wart. Yeah.
Should we move on? That's all I've got about those. That crew.
Yes, I'm glad that my my landlord's handy person, handyman, just texted me and said, "Hey, boss man, I hate it when he calls me boss man. I think we're done for the day. I'll be back tomorrow. By the way, do you have a phone that I could have?"
What?
Yeah, wants to know if he can have a phone. I'm not kidding.
Do you have lots of phones hanging around?
I actually have my father's phone. And I was like, yesterday, I was like, what do I do with dead phone? I think I'll just delete it and give him the phone. And that's like, I saw it yesterday. I feel like it's...
Are you that close that he just could ask you for a phone?
No, not really. I mean, he usually will have one of my beers and take a dump in my bathroom.
That's close.
Okay, we're close.
Why do they do that?
I don't know. My father wouldn't. When he worked, he would only go to the bathroom at the Ardmore Plymouth House or at his home. Because he said, "Matthew, I've seen what's been on them toilets. I ain't sitting my ass on that." Well, if we was out in Hilton, he'd drive 40 minutes home to go to the bathroom.
Wow. I have talked about on Cray Cray with Kyle how I like to do that activity at home.
I think most people prefer to.
Yeah. No.
So I don't mind as much as long as there's those papers.
Let's move on to Caesar. I'm uncomfortable.
Or as, who was this man glossy photoshopped on the Discovery Plus app for Single Life?
Sissy Christina, for who does our meme, said it looked like an obit, but it wasn't in black and white. They need to fire their key art person.
Whoever is doing, they did this with Jenny Smith.
It is bad.
Whoever does the Photoshop for those.
Y'all, Discovery Plus, y'all need to get your shit together. You need to fire your graphics people.
It does not look good.
No, it is laughable.
It's like they're trying to make them look very, you know who's look good? Tanya's look good.
Yeah, but even hers don't look real. Natalie's look bad.
No, yeah, they do. Well, we didn't have Tanya this
Tiffany's
episode.
Looks awful.
I love it next week that literally one of the montage.
And so did Veronica's.
I don't remember Veronica's. I love, though, that Nick, I think they listened to us. I swear. Or Tiffany does, at least, because they were doing a little close-ups of her body next week to show her. And there literally is one with her just shoulder, and then she just takes a shirt and puts it down over her shoulder.
She gets it.
She gets it. I'm telling you,
she
y'all.
She gets it.
Shoulders McGee, now selling at your neighborhood Kohl's. She would rake it in.
She would. I agree with you. Should we talk about the sex tourist party that is happening?
I was kind of talking about other things because this made me uncomfortable because I didn't know if somebody was going to put on a mask and then some Eyes Wide Shut shit was going to start any fucking second.
The thing about this that is very uncomfortable, it's kind of like if you multiplied the girls kind of fighting each other for one bachelor and you make that times four, but then you make one of them an arms dealer.
Yeah.
And the others, yeah, definitely sex tourists.
Yep.
One of them is a Russian arms dealer. I am certain of that.
And we don't know where the Bitcoin guy went. He disappeared. I think after he's dancing, I think now he probably are. They're missing a Ukrainian woman right now.
Yeah, and Jerry, y'all, is definitely not a golf pro.
No.
He maybe can handle a club, but
no,
he's not a golf pro.
No, he is not.
Yikes. And that whatever he thinks that dancing is,
it ain't dancing. Not good. So, yes. Yeah, so, and did you notice how? So, they all go, and Katarina says, she's like, oh, she doesn't bat an eye at Caesar's outfit.
No.
She's like, I've seen this shit before, or whatever. Maybe she hasn't.
I wrote down, she's dressed like Little Whorehouse on the Prairie.
She is dressed like Little Whorehouse on the Prairie. And
it's kind of like Slutty Prairie.
And it looks like she got her lips even more done.
Yes.
So, like, she was running down the field like Laura Ingalls Wilder, but then it ran into a beehive and it just stung her face.
Like it's like a prairie dress, but there are cutouts.
Yeah, it's like looks like a costume you would wear when we're in Texas.
It does. It's like when Half Pint would prank Mary because she's blind, so she just cut her dress up.
It's not very nice, Half Pint. Wow. So. They go upstairs, and did you know that she introduces all of them? So she says, from Boston, it's blah, blah, blah. From California, it's blah, blah, blah. And then Caesar,
from
she
Russia,
said,
it's... And Caesar from...
USA.
From... No one will know where you're from. She, so, like, yeah.
Because where is he from?
North Carolina.
She doesn't...
Jacksonville,
she just,
North Carolina.
She just says U.S. I guess people know California.
And, well...
But, I mean...
Did she, I thought it was so funny where you see them, you see the shot of them, I should have gotten a still of it, with the three guys. They all kind of look in states of cocktail. And then there's Caesar in that suit and that hat. And it's like, spot the narc. Spot the undercover, like, sex ring person. Spot the narc. It was something.
And, y'all, he's just standing there. Looking like a cat that shit themselves in a dog kennel.
Why a dog kennel?
Well, because I'd be scared.
Okay. Fair.
Because it's a bunch of dogs.
He's so nervous. And then he asks one of the women, so what are you looking for? And this woman says, I'm not looking for anything. I am choosing. Move and on. I went... Oh, I have a new response to that.
She's the one person who said she's going to do the sex ring party. And she's going to do it her way.
Yes.
She's like, I'm going to change the narrative for Ukrainian
women.
I
wrote down, this is the correct answer. And Caesar's face was just blown black in flames. thank you, Ukrainian woman.
Thank you.
Sasha.
Thank you.
Liam. And one other woman says, why do you want a Ukrainian wife? And Caesar, you think he's going to say something interesting. Like he said, Ukrainian women are blah, blah, blah. And he just managed to spit out, no one in the U.S. wants to marry me.
No one. And they just look at him. Crickets.
Yeah.
And so he gets up. He goes to another table. Or maybe it's the same table. They're
so not even the trafficked women want to talk
to
Caesar.
And then he goes to another table and he's with, I forgot, one of those creepy men.
Probably the arms dealer.
They're talking about working out, and Caesar says, I work out 6 days a week. Well, I gained 10 pounds in the pandemic.
And they all go,
but I work out. But they all kind of look at him.
And Alona is a personal trainer, but that's why he's talking about it. I work out too. I do ab crunches. I do jumping jacks. And
that's when the old guy starts dancing. And I wrote, what the fuck is happening?
I'm going to say this now. If you're being outshone by Jerry, you got a problem.
You're not doing well. And I will say, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think our dancing is better than Jerry's.
I agree. Our dancing, we do at live shows.
We are horrible dancers.
I don't know. We've did some good stuff in the
you
past.
You are not good. You're not
That's
good.
Not fair.
I'm not either.
Our dance that we did at the first New York show
wasn't good.
Was choreographed.
Oh, they're all choreographed. We don't remember any of it.
We
and
did
it's
a
not
turn.
Good. Still wasn't good. You know what? You're good with your hips in the dark where it counts.
Okay.
From what you tell me. I know you and I both wanted to be dancers. We really wanted to be.
I can honestly say, if I could choose anything to do in my life, that one thing, I would be a dancer.
Oh, I'd love to be a ballet or and tap dancer.
Not ballet. I would want to be like Fosse style or modern.
Yeah.
I would be like those people who say you think good dance. It's like,
yeah, you can't. You can't. Now, could you take a dance class? Yeah.
No, I want to be on TV dancing, and I want to make people cry.
You want to get on the hot tamale train?
Yes. She's not on the show anymore.
I know. She had cancer, but she's okay now, right?
Oh, Mary? Good.
Yeah, she had cancer when she was on the show, when you watched it.
I forgot that.
How do I know this? And you don't.
I forgot about that.
I do see clips of Shangela. She's just doing great. And also,
she's on Dancing with the Stars. Very different
show. Yeah, she's on Dance with Stars.
Why would she be on? Actually, she did have dance training, though.
Shangela and then also Selma Blair.
She's on Dancing with Stars. Good
she
for her.
She is. Yeah, it's great.
I love her. I love her. I love her. I love her. So, y'all, Caesar just talks about being a nail tech And this woman is also, I am a wheel nail tech technician too, Catherine. And he's like, Caesar actually does into the camera, I made a connection.
Okay.
That's not a connection if you're talking about French manicures.
And we see them talking later, and she walks up to him, and she kind of towers over him. I didn't realize Caesar was short.
I think this woman is also very tall.
And so she has peeling. Yeah, she's towering over him, and they're kind of talking, and finally even Caesar just basically says, yeah, I'm going to get a drink.
She goes, okay. And, y'all, he goes and sits at this table, and this woman... who we see him with next week. She's an interesting looking person.
The woman who wants to wear his top hat, I will say, reminds me of Natalie because she kind of has the crazy eye look.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm hoping it's true.
Me too. And so they're like, when were you born? And he's like, March. She's like, you're a fish. And anyone would interpret that as a zodiac sign. Anyone.
I am born in March, and I would have... Ironically, Caesar is born the day before me.
Wow.
His birthday is March 11th, and we both have two of the same shirts, and I went, oh, God, am I going to be Caesar?
You already are. Maybe less cool. So there's this conversation. He's like, I kind of like to fish. I kind of reel them in. They're like,
you're so you have to be kidding because you can't be that stupid.
This is cringe.
But I still think they thought he was kidding.
Oh, I think so too.
They don't realize he was serious.
So Katarina tells him, now it's time to say what you're interested in. And they have to be willing to meet you as well. I'm at least glad that this is not one of those things that he just picks out the women and then they
line
from
up
their
and he
cell.
Points them, yeah.
Yeah. So no, they have to request
Mike
them
said
too.
That woman's going to choose him.
God, I love her. Y'all, we could all need to aspire to be that woman.
It makes sense, though, with Caesar. Like, if he is a Pisces, I mean, that we can be dreamers, and that is definitely Caesar. I don't know what land he's living in, but it's not on planet Earth.
And my last thought was all these women. And I said, Caesar, this is the big leagues of sex tourism.
Oh, yeah.
And you're only ready to play AA. Why am I making sports metaphors?
That's where I was pausing. I'm confused.
Double A, like
is
minor
that the
league.
Same? I was going to say, I think that's minor league, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's the joke.
We used to go see the minor league games. They were used to be the 89ers because they were for a different team. But now they're called the Dodgers because they're the LA Dodgers minor league in Oklahoma City.
Really?
Yeah.
Why were they the 89ers? Did something happen in 89? When was the land run?
No, the land run was in 89, yeah. In 1989. No, because I was thinking of statehood, which was 1905. The land run was 89, yeah. But
so they took all the land, then they made it a state.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The musical Oklahoma takes place right before his take.
I will never get over you telling me that because I did not know that about Oklahoma history.
Yeah, I mean, y'all can watch Far and Away if you want. There's a lot of books and stuff about it, but it's terrible, and it is also fascinating because no other state was founded that way. But before 1889, we took all the Native Americans and indigenous people from the South and Louisiana, and we pushed them all up to Oklahoma and the Trail of Tears, let them stay there for a few years. That was after the Civil War. And then in 89, we said, guess what? We're kicking you out again.
And we're going to put you on the reservation. Yeah.
There's your history.
Anyway, that's Caesar.
That's Caesar. Anyway. Wow.
We should actually take a quick break.
I forgot about that. We're going to take a commercial and we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai.
Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Justin can kiss.
He can.
Whoa.
And
wow,
Veronica is smooth.
Veronica got
game.
She's
got poodle moves. I gotta tell her. Y'all, she got moves.
I will say, when the fabric makers were making cloth, they cut from the same from you and her.
Yeah. My favorite is, she said, "Your eyes are looking pretty today," to him.
Woo!
And then, like, she's like rubbing his leg.
But then she gets angry when Tim wants to set boundaries because she wants what she wants, and that's poodle.
I want what I want when I want it, and
I think that's Veronica.
Yeah, and then sometimes I want something else.
I think that's Veronica.
Why can't we just agree to want what I want? It's for the good of everyone.
Yeah, I think Veronica says that too.
Anyway, so
y'all, we're talking about Veronica and Tim.
Veronica, and it's your boy Veronica Tim. We're gonna talk about boundaries, whatever.
I appreciated that Tim went to a coffee shop and got a Dr. Pepper, and they had to put a
very
little
Southern
stupid coffee thing around it. But boy, I could spot that cap. And I just want to say yes to everyone. You don't need to send it to me. I've already shared it. I have seen the video of the 103-year-old woman saying, "My two doctors told me to stop drinking Dr. Pepper every day, and they died before me." Yes, we are the same person. I've seen it. Thank you.
Is she drinking?
I'm not upset. I appreciate it.
Is she drinking it every day?
She has three Dr. Peppers every day.
Three?
She said, "They told me not to do it because there's too much sugar, but they died before me." And she's 103.
That's good. I don't know if there's an actual connection.
Well,
who knows? Maybe now
I want
is.
A Dr. Pepper.
We need to move on. So y'all, they're rock climbing. I love.
Did you almost say cock climbing?
Maybe. I love this idea for dates. It may be a little physical.
Wait.
But
you would go rock climbing?
Yes,
on a
I'd
date?
Go rock climbing on a date. Now,
but
I may
you've
not
never
be
done
good
it
at it.
So
no.
You would be okay not. Because, see, Veronica was fine with it, but I can't imagine. You get so competitive, I feel like you would be bothered by not being good at it. I've never done it, but it's hard.
That's true. It is hard. But I think I would enjoy getting physical with someone
before getting physical with them.
Later. But, and there's a bar there, so.
That's true. It made me want to do it. I've never done it before.
I haven't either. I've never done a rock wall. I need to do that.
I want to do that. Yeah, I think it'd be that. I want to go to a rock wall. I think that build up your strength. I also want to go to one of those rooms where you just, we've seen it on, I think I want to go to those rooms where you put a helmet and
smash rooms
on and just smash things.
I would love that.
I need to smash shit.
I want to smash things.
We can go. I'm afraid I'm going to go and then
I won't want to leave.
It'll end up hurting my carpal tunnel and then I'll feel old. That's why I've been scared to go. Because you know how
you know when you hit something and it hurts.
And it hurts when you hit.
Yeah.
When you hit a. Remember you were that. When you played baseball and you'd hit that ball and you'd go, oh!
And like a metal bat. It hurt.
Yes. And I'd be like, Coach Tidwell, I hurt my arm.
Shut up, sissy.
What was his name? Not Tidwell. What was his name?
Coach!
He had a son.
I hurt my arm.
What was his son's name? And he had a daughter.
None of this matters.
Susan.
No.
Susan.
No.
It wasn't Tidwell.
No.
Oh,
no.
I can't remember. God, this makes me feel old.
You mean what? That you can't remember your baseball coach's name?
What?
More like you can't remember something I said to you yesterday.
Well, that's kind of by choice. I just want to remember his name because he was the first sports guy who ever would pat me on the butt, and I realized I wanted to play baseball for 2 whole years because of that.
We need to move on. We're in a weird area.
I bet. Oh, that's a thing.
So y'all, Justin can climb the rock wall. I'm sure he suggested this.
He could climb the cock wall, too.
He just needs... I know you said it was cute. He needs some... The under eye thing.
Oh, I like his little sad eyes. I think he looks handsome.
I don't think it's sad eyes. I think it's just...
He has this...
I think it's genetic.
Yeah.
Maybe you could bleach that.
Really, what that usually is, it's a thinning of the skin. So really... People use fillers, but you don't need to really use that. Actually, what you need to do is, again, harvest some of your fat and put some fat in between the skin, and then it takes out the purple because it's something.
He's not going to do that.
He's not going to do that. I'm going to do that.
It looks, I think it works for him.
You bet your bottom ass I'm going to do that.
All right.
And so, then Poodle will end up doing it, y'all, because he teases me about plastic surgery. But if I get something and I look really good, this bitch is going to hack my phone and find my plastic surgeon's number.
I'll do it in secret.
You'll like fly to Mexico or somewhere and come back with a horrible botch job because you didn't want to tell me about it. You'll look like, what's her name?
I look like Gino's mom.
Yeah, Gino.
From Selling at OC.
Poodle, did you do something to your face?
Well, what are you talking about? What do you mean? I just can't close my mouth. What do you mean?
And I can't see out of my eyes.
You just can't blink at all.
Or it's like someone's turned like a spam key.
Yep.
So tight.
Exactly.
So also, Veronica had this move where he had dust on him. She blew off the dust, and it was almost like he was about to kiss her right there. Veronica, I see what you're doing, and I approve.
I
see you, Veronica.
I think V and P are very similar.
Yes, she's a poodle. I see you. Mm-hmm. I see your moves.
Yeah.
I loved it when... They're at the bar.
Yeah, what'd you think of this conversation?
I think this was the smartest way for him to bring it up. Because there is no way he can move forward. And I thought he was firm about it, but not too crazy.
He didn't want any dick. He seemed reasonable. He's like, I get it. It's your kid's dad and everything. He just said,
all he wants to know is, are there boundaries? Just he did not say strengthen your boundaries. He just wanted to know, are there boundaries?
And it's interesting how this relationship, probably the grit from this is not going to come from Justin and Veronica, probably.
No.
It's going to be Tim and Veronica.
Well, it's going to be Veronica who feels, now she'll feel bad for pushing Tim out or thinking that she pushed Tim out, and she'll feel lonely.
Yeah.
And it'll put extra wear on her relationship with Justin.
Yeah?
Yeah. So he says...
She'll probably fuck him quicker.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Totally what I would do. Because then you trap him.
Hey, what are you doing? I'm over here just by myself.
Yeah, she'll fuck him soon.
How many times have you texted a guy and said, hey, I'm over here by myself, and you never told them that you live alone?
Oh, that's a good move. I'm over here by myself.
And they're like, I mean, it just makes you sound like you're by, even though you don't tell them you lived alone and said, no, I'm all by my lonesome.
No, I advertise I live alone.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
You gotta be ready to host, y'all. You gotta be ready to host at a split second.
So, because
they all have roommates.
They can all be loud and freaky deaky.
Yeah, no, because you're just announcing you're open. You're open for business. Vacancy at the inn. Full open bed.
Wow.
Sometimes you haven't mentioned you got a big bed.
Please don't tell me you've told them you have a king size Tempur-Pedic.
Not a Tempur-Pedic, because they're not gonna be there for that long. Doesn't really matter.
But you said I've got a king bed.
There's a good workspace. There's a good, kind of like a big boxing ring.
Yeah, like where Sissy Jackie, our Facebook moderator, she wants a crafting room. And this is where you work on special art projects.
Yes, yes.
Because what you do, I don't call it an art.
It is an art. Definitely not a fine art.
No, a graphic art.
Graphic,
but not
right.
The kind you're thinking of.
But you know, you want to have a little room, a big enough bed where you can kind of do a forward roll if you need to.
Yeah,
they can grab your legs, throw them over their shoulders.
They can do the helicopter and just turn you till you just stop spinning. Like
you want to have some surface area.
Okay,
yeah. So it's good to advertise that.
And then you can roll over and save the wet spot on there. So when the other guy comes over, that side's clean.
That's what the pet blanket is for. Sissy's told me about this. I got the blanket that you use for incontinent dogs that you throw that's waterproof. You just throw a waterproof blanket on there. Their face. If you don't have the image portrait right now.
That is...
Y'all, that pet blanket will change your life.
That's gross.
Get
because
yourself
I know
a
you
pet
did.
Blanket.
Wow.
It's got a picture of a big old dog on it. That's how you'll know it's the right one. And get it at Amazon.
It was
a sponsor.
It's true.
Not the pet blankets.
So a Sissy told you about that?
Yes. When I was asked, I think I mentioned a waterproof blanket. She DM'd me.
These are, God,
they're
dick pigs
sluts,
just
and
like
I love
us,
it.
And I love it. Y'all, find your slut family, because we did.
I think I just shared too much.
And it's Tuesday. All right.
My therapist told me she listened to my show.
Oh, my God.
Just to get an idea of what the show is about.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, oh, my God. You think I'm a sex maniac now.
But guys that you date have listened to your show.
I try to only talk about the racier stuff on the Patreon, though. Wait, this is the free show. Never mind.
Never mind.
You know what? That's not true. I think I just talk about it all. Because part of me feels just very liberating.
You talk about whatever you want to talk about. I don't. Sometimes it grosses me out, but it's for the greater good.
Get you a old dog blanket.
I mean, I did learn something today. I don't want to admit it, but I did learn something today.
Sometimes you don't want to learn it,
you
but
don't
you're going
to
learn it.
Yeah. Schoolhouse cock. I'm like, just a dick. I'm just a dripping on dick. And put a blanket and you'll give it a fix.
Because nothing is grosser than sleeping in a wet spot.
That's
Let's
true.
Be honest.
That's the truth.
And I buy decent sheets these days.
Hey, I have a purple bed and I love it. I don't want to ruin that thing.
So where were we? I don't even know. I think it was basically, she basically says, Tim and I have our own independent standalone relationship. And he said, I'd prefer to know there are boundaries. And they go home. There's no Tim there. There's a kiss. He's a good kisser. Y'all, leans in.
He leans in and kind of does like a...
And she goes, you taste like chalk. Funny, too. Yeah, she's we have a lot in common.
Oh, chalk, because she threw chalk at him.
Yes.
I thought she said chocolate. Again, I heard what I wanted to hear. Because I really wanted chocolate last night, but I didn't want to eat it late because my reflux.
Yeah, you're old.
Anyway, so she meets Tim afterwards.
To discuss boundaries.
And I love this in that she sits down with Tim, and we kind of thought Tim was going to bristle. And she basically sits down and she says, Tim, he says we need boundaries. And
she's like, okay, cool. Like, Tim's like, it's fine. Like, we'll just be co-parents. Like,
yeah,
it's fine.
It's kind of what I've been saying now fine, all along. We knew this was going to happen. Bro. And we find out
his girlfriend
is Veronica who doesn't want the boundaries. It's not Tim. It's Veronica.
But she still wants to date people. She still wants the intimate relationship sexually, but she doesn't. She needs the intimate friend relationship with Tim, which almost feels like either, she even said, it's a sister or a best friend, also a partner.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she's having a problem here.
It was a flip. I did not expect this.
And he says, so let's draw some space. And she's very upset. She says, I don't want distance.
No.
And then he's like, I just think we need to act like exes.
He's like,
we'll whatever.
See you once a week. And she said, I don't want that. And he's like, well.
We'll do a weekly check-in.
I'm going to take my Dr. Pepper and give you a kiss on the head.
Yeah,
and I'm going to leave
I'm
out.
Bye.
Ha ha.
That's it.
Y'all, see I think you. We've said this, but Jesse and Yennefer broke up.
If those two can't make it, who can?
Who can? Did you see that? We need to talk about this when we do Love is Blind, but did you see Giannina is engaged?
To that guy?
To that guy? I guess she was on
The Bachelor.
But I guess they were on the MTV show together.
Yeah,
and they
like
got
that.
Engaged on that. I barely recognize her because her hair is dark now. It actually looks better.
She looks so good with dark
hair.
Yeah,
it looks really good.
I'm a fan of hers.
I like her.
She was good TV.
I think she's not so a little bit, but in a good way.
But in a good way. She's good for TV.
Yeah.
Not nuts like Natalie is.
Y'all, I will say, I think we can say this because we have a partnership right now with Netflix, and they've been really great with us. So we've been able to get a little bit of previews of Love is Blind that's coming out.
Yes.
We can't talk anything about it, but all we can say is it is juicy.
It's juicy.
It's good. That's all we can say.
It's juicy.
So we're very excited. I'm glad we didn't announce that. October 19th is when Love is Blind is coming out. And because of our partnership with Netflix, we shouldn't say, we sound like we're...
No.
Because they give us a media
pass. We have a media pass.
Because they email us back, Discovery Plus.
Hear that?
And so since they email us back, and we have this media, we're able to create what, Poodle?
Event television. Boom, boom, boom.
We're going to be able to drop all of, they're going to, I think, do batches, but whatever episodes drop of Love is Blind on Wednesday the 19th at 12:01 on Thursday morning.
The
Pacific
next
time.
Day, we're going to drop all the episodes they drop.
Yep. It's very exciting. We're going to match them one for one.
That's what I do in my bed.
You've got to get laid tonight before we fly to Chicago tomorrow.
I need to text
Just,
somebody.
You know what? Yeah. Send out the alert.
Okay. Perfect. Just,
tonight, when the lights go down, just turn on that light that puts a giant peach in the sky, and everybody knows that that's your signal.
Slutty.
Come on, boys.
So
there's someone has a red butt plug that vibrates. They pick it up. Which it starts vibrating.
Hello?
They
Hello?
Know your butts. Yeah. Wow.
So
can we move on?
Natalie wakes up smelling Josh's shirt.
Oh, Josh. I look at my thoughts. So
producer,
I slept with him.
The producer's like, what's going on, Natalie? And that they slept together. She's like, but after sex, he left. You left.
Poodle, can you believe? You would hate that if a guy had sex with you and then got up and left.
No, I prefer it, as I've said before. If he doesn't leave, I'm going to leave, even if it's my house.
Just put the dog blanket on the floor when you leave, please.
Can you put that in the washer?
I'm going go to go
It's good for another couple uses, though.
I'm going to go to Phil's and grab a mocha. I'll be right back. You want anything?
And I want you here when you're...
Shouldn't be here.
I want you out of here when I get back.
So yeah, she's I don't, y'all, I doubt he just stood up and left right after he banged her.
I think what probably happened is he said they finished having sex. He probably said, gave her a little cuddle, said, I'm so sorry, I have early meetings tomorrow that I need to get sleep for. And
or he stayed the night, I think.
Huh?
I think he stayed the night.
No, he left.
Oh, he left that night.
Yes.
He didn't leave in the morning. Okay, yeah. Okay.
No, he left.
Okay.
I will say, for some people, if they sleep together, they really do need that night to stay together. I believe that you don't have to make that excuse for having sexual intimacy, that you don't have to kind of play that off. And I believe you can say, oh, it's sex, and we just had sex, and you can leave.
Mm-hmm.
It's transactional. It's that. Now, if you want to stay, great. But again, sex, like Seinfeld said, sex has nothing to do with sleeping. Zero.
No, but it just depends. Like, again, like, the older I get, the more I think I'm probably a demisexual. I think, like, I need, like, a connection after that. So, like,
I need a connection.
I'm saying that both things are fine. Like, I don't necessarily want to, because I agree with you, I don't want to cuddle all night. I want to roll over and go to sleep. But I do want to have a bit of afterglow.
Afterglow is fine. But six hours of afterglow?
No, but more than 6 minutes.
Oh.
I'd like 10 minutes?
I'd
like to be able to watch maybe an episode of Friends on Netflix while we hold
That's
each other.
That's too long. If you're here in the Friends credits, I'm already looking around the room. I'm thinking, how am I getting out of this one?
If you hear that Frasier xylophone, you're out.
Yeah. If you hear that, we're getting married.
Because that's after Friends.
Yes. If I hear Kelsey Grammer say, good night, Seattle.
Y'all, Reality Gay, sponsored by the network My13. Okay. So she's like, and so sad. But then she goes, but Josh invited me with him today to see his
this
friend.
The sex was good. I forget. Who is my name? So, y'all, he's got a nice penis. We've already said this.
Oh, he's fucking hot.
Yeah, he's really hot.
He dyes his hair a little too dark
to
get the gray out, but a lot of guys around his age do it. Remember, y'all, as we mature, our hair color needs to go a little lighter.
Like mine.
Well, you don't color your hair.
I don't.
No, but it looks lighter because the silver comes. But your hair looks nice.
Thank you.
But if you colored it, you would need to not color it like your darkest hair color.
Right.
It would look, especially with your fair skin, you would look like a Ken doll that got stuck in the factory for a little bit long in the hair paint aisle.
Yikes.
You don't want that.
Like, I have a friend, a teacher who I used to work with, who would use very dark black hair to color his hair, and it was always very noticeable.
Yeah, it's just too much.
Yeah. They're going out to meet his friends, and did you see where they went? They went to Candela, down there right where I used to live.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. And where?
On La Brea?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And I don't know if you saw, they drove.
That's very close to me.
They drove a block away from where I am on Fairfax because I saw Molly Malone's.
Why don't you just go ahead and give everybody your address? So that way, Jackie.
I'm at 448 Hummingbird Lane.
So that way, Jackie can just send you an email and say, Poodle, someone's going to wear your skin.
But it was, I just screamed out. I'm like, I know where that is.
Well, she put her up in a nice hotel.
Yeah, the Mondrian's nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
So what do you think about this dress?
Looks, Natalie, you got to get rid of this nightgown chic.
Yes, I think the same. It
makes her look desperate.
And it makes her look like she's trying to show off everything.
Oh, no, I think she's trying to show off two things.
Yeah, well, that's true.
No, because the dresses she wears just kind of hang like on her tits. And I think that she could, and it's always slid up there. It just doesn't. Also, this color doesn't
it
do
does
anything
not
for
do
her.
Anything good for her. Yeah. That color would look really good on a woman of color.
Somebody with a
dark skin.
Yeah.
But not her.
No.
Yo, white people can't wear that color. No.
Mm-mm.
So,
I mean, what underwear do you wear with that? It's just going to be seen. She's probably not even wearing panties.
And she's still.
What if you have a shart? You're in trouble.
There's no way she's wearing panties. She's so standoffish with him in the car, and she's
even
like,
though he compliments her like she wants. He's like, "You look wonderful."
And that eyeliner, that eyeliner is still awful.
It's terrible.
When will she ever stop that?
And she knows what's smash. When he said, "You look smash," she goes, "Well, this smash."
You know what I decided?
She looks at him.
Remember the SNL sketch that Chris Kattan did, Mango, the stripper? She's like, "Oh, you cannot have the mango. No.
She is Mango."
And then when we would walk away, she would go,
I want you. She is Mango.
Like Ben Affleck would go, "Mango, we're supposed to be together. Fine, I need to leave." And Chris Kattan would run around and go, and reach out.
Chris Kattan plays gay better than we do.
It's true.
He's straight.
But he's a nightmare, supposedly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, he was on Celebrity Rehab, wasn't he? Or Celebrity Big Brother?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I feel like the next Big Brother is going to be a celebrity one.
This recent one, the right person won.
I know.
Taylor.
Yeah. Hopefully next time it's you.
Yeah. I will say,
oh no,
the reason why
I got put money in my meter.
The reason why I wanted to vote for her, I would have voted for her, is not because she played an amazing game. She gave some really good speeches at the end, and she kind of convinced everyone to vote for her. But no one really, besides Michael in some ways, no one really played a good game this season.
And they can't vote for themselves, right?
No, they don't get, the jury is the only one who votes.
Oh.
So,
at
yeah.
the end, so, yeah. Okay.
Of course they're going to vote for themselves. It's $750,000. And she also got America's Favorite Player. So weird. It was a really good but a weird season. Best season we've had in years, though. There's no way like Monty was going to win.
You better apply for the next one.
I will. Now that they had a gay guy who was kind of young and nerdy, it'll be good to have a really one who is really inappropriate.
Yeah.
That's me. That's me casting. Julie Chen, we're going to get real up close and personal. Oh.
Please don't ask her how Les is. Please don't ask that on camera.
Is he sitting at home with a blanket?
How's he liking retirement?
What's your allowance, Julie?
Fix your mic condom.
Oh.
All right, so...
Where are we? This is a disaster.
What's new? It's Tuesday. So they're going to go meet his friends. And, you know, Josh says, I think she pushes away. I think it's a defense mechanism.
It is.
And he said, you seem aggressive today.
And?
That's a poodle. He's like, are you trying to fight? And she's like, does it bother you that you finally have a woman that stinks? And I was like, I don't know if you really think, Natalie.
I just thought as soon as she said that, boy, this one has a high opinion of herself.
I just said,
it is ridiculous.
I do think the personality disorder there, it could be narcissism.
That's true, but I think a good generic term for what she had is a personality disorder, because it is so fluid.
It's so fluid is a good word for it. Like it feels. That's why I said, like, I think the armchair therapist would say it's bipolar. I'm like, that's not bipolar.
No,
that's not
no.
You just think because somebody, I don't want to, and honestly, there's a lot of people that live with bipolar and it's really difficult and it's a horrible disease. And so, but this is something,
this is behavioral.
This is like a behavioral, like narcissism type of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like not fixable.
Yeah. I agree.
Not fixable, y'all. So, okay. So we meet our friends. First, we meet Bobby and Sarah, and then we meet some other people. And first thing Natalie said is, he does not give me title.
He does not give me title. No title.
This is officially your third date. What should he call you?
So I don't know. I don't know.
Anybody who is, it would be crazy for anyone to say, this is my girlfriend, Natalie, after on your third date. That would be crazy.
That would be crazy, especially since my name is Matt. What? That was an old school joke.
Yeah.
You laughed.
It was polite.
That's not true.
But I just...
Well, really, I think we got a lot of context when we talked to our friends.
Yeah.
And I think the best way for us to handle it...
Yes.
Y'all, it's time for... A Single Life Reality Gaze Theater.
Oh, I like the high obligato.
Well, good.
Yeah. We'll work on it, though. I like the syncopation.
Fuck off!
We just need a little work. Just All right. needs to be...
I'm going to play the role of Sarah and
hired
other
friend number
friend,
two.
And we don't know her name.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be playing Nuttley.
Poodle's going to play Nuttley because that's more closer to his nature.
It is. It is. It is.
And action.
Hello.
It's nice.
Hello.
Nice to meet you. How's
it's
it
so
going?
Nice to meet you.
How's it going with dating Josh?
I know. How long have you known Josh?
Oh, I golly. I've known Josh for like
Wait.
15...
How long? How do you know him? How do you know?
I've known him like...
Did you date him?
No, I've never dated him. No.
So you never see Wimwi?
No.
No, come on. We are women.
You know, I...
Let you can tell me.
You know, I'm not really, but I'm just going to tell you that I'm...
I am pretty than
I'm
you.
I'm going to tell you that I'm gay. So that's why I've never dated him. So
oh,
I'm fine.
Oh, okay. That's where okay, I would be fine.
It's not true, but
oh,
sure.
Okay.
But yes. No, yeah, yes. Long time.
Is he a man who can be devoted to one lady?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's a long-term guy. He's married to his wife for 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah, 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah.
Wait.
Keep saying it, but it's
so
10
he
years.
So he can marry. He marry a woman.
Yeah.
And then she's still alive?
Where
is she living?
Is it best for me to say no?
It's best.
She's not alive. Yeah, she's not alive.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. Good. But you know, he brought you around to meet us, though. That's great.
Yeah.
Right.
Whatever.
No, American men don't do that. They don't do it. It's like.
But I want him to get to know me. I want to know him. Well, I want to know everything about him. I want to see the inside of his body.
Well, it takes a bit to see the inside of American men. They're kind of like Russian dolls.
I am not Russian.
Huh? Sorry,
I am
what?
Ukrainian. It is different.
No,
believe
I know, but I mean
me.
Like
believe
Russian
me.
Dubs.
Believe me.
No, it's like if you peel an onion and then you pour some dressing on it, like some Russian dressing.
I don't eat Russian dressing.
Okay. Oh. Okay, I mean, but let's say like...
I prefer cabbage.
You know, but it's like those beers where you take a beer and then you do a shot of like Russian vodka.
I am not Russian, what are you talking?
Okay. Oh, sorry.
I'm Ukrainian, very different.
Sorry.
We are much crazier.
Okay, I think you just, since you seem very aggressive, you should probably just tell him what you want. Yes, girl, ask for what you want. I listened to Glennon Doyle, and she said you should do what
oh my
you
God.
Want.
You are such a good friend.
Hold my hand.
Oh, oh. I want to murder you.
Pardon?
You're such a good friend. Let's do a shot later. Ukrainian vodka.
Best of luck.
And scene.
The fact that she acted like they were the sisterhood of the traveling pants by the end of this talk when she wanted to
After
kill them.
After she had been awful to them.
Awful to them.
Believe me, it is different.
I mean, it was a bit insensitive of the woman to use a Russian
it
doll
was.
Analogy.
It
this
was.
This is like December.
It was.
That was a little tone deaf.
But it's just how she flipped. And I'm sure
I don't blame
she,
her for that.
And I'm sure she gets called Russian all the time.
That was the only bit of the only reaction that I thought was appropriate of Natalie this entire episode.
It was just so extreme, though. She just switched.
She did.
But and then she acted like they were her bridesmaids after
Yo,
that.
Yes.
So they leave, y'all, and he's like, I hope we can enjoy our last night together. I'm like, fat chance. She's going to ruin it. Trust me.
And he said, He said, did you like my friends? And she said, I feel like your friends help me. I get to know you better. And Natalie says, he likes games. She says that here and there in her, in the moment, in her ITM. And I went, no, you like games.
You love games.
You spot it. You got it. You are a game player.
What's interesting is she said, he has not made plans for us to meet next time. This guy.
But she played games when she took him up to the room.
I know. And she's like, ugh. And
then she said she wants to, I just want to say this. She said earlier, she's like, Ukrainian men, they're very direct and they tell you, I like you. I want to be.
She's
not direct at all.
Well, it's because she's trying to think of normal gender roles. And she's supposed to be some kind of princess.
Coquettish.
This bullish Ukrainian man is going to sweep off her feet and then pummel her.
Are we talking about Natalie or you?
Reeking of beer and then leave her leaking.
Poodle, we're doing the show.
Sorry.
I need you to
come
here. I need you to be with me.
Sorry, I went somewhere.
Yeah, I don't think that was about Natalie.
Sorry,
y'all.
His stubble just all right. Like you're just all like red from the stubble.
Now
sorry, I went somewhere.
You can't even put your legs together because your ass cheeks are just rubbed raw. Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
Yes.
So they go up to her room, and he gives her a little kiss, and he looks at her, and then you see Natalie kind of take her eyes and go, fuck me.
Exactly. And then they go inside, and then she proceeds to do some type of weird dance for him, I'm sure.
Oh, she's good in bed.
Oh, yeah.
She's good in bed, y'all.
Yeah, she takes
She's
to it.
Fucking freaky deaky.
Yep. That's the show.
That's the show, everybody. I really enjoy The Single Life.
It's good this season. It really is.
Oh, it's very good. Y'all, I hope you're enjoying it as well. And remember, if you like watching people dating for love and being a hot mess, be sure we're going to drop our episode of Love is Blind on the 19th, the first episode. And then if you wanted to get into that action, you're going to have to subscribe on the $5 tier to our new rebranded platform, Reality Gaze Plus.
RG Plus,
which is going to include Patreon, Supercast, and we're working on adding, by then, Apple subscriptions.
Apple subscriptions.
We hope.
I think we'll get it.
I told them, and they said, I don't know if that's possible. And I said, I'm gay. What would Tim Cook want? And the woman stared at me, and she said, we'll get back to you. And I said, fix it.
All right.
We'll see. All right. We call these people lonely hearts, everybody. And aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, poods?
Yes. And if you are a fish because you were born in March,
call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.